Welcome to the Don't Tell Mom podcast. We're here live on location in front of the Target. Yes, y'all remember the Target, the one Colin spent a year of his life Target balling and making an ass of himself right here in front of Target, where everybody is walking in and buying their groceries, and we're out here doing our Don't Tell Mom podcast.
Oh my gosh, y'all, we're on location. I forget that I have to talk into this mic. Yeah. We've got this like big camera mic.
We're anchoring.
Don't pause at the anchor. Oh no, are we still good?
We're good. We're still good. Hey, this is a learning process. This is our first on location we've ever done. We're actually doing our anchor right from my iPhone. Technology these days, Colin. I mean, dang.
That is insane. That's what I was like, wait, Anchor is a podcasting app, not just to like funnel all the stuff out to. It's like meant for this.
I love it, dude. Like, this is awesome. So now we can take it to the streets, and we figured where better to go than Target, where it literally has every walk of life, and every single one of them, I bet, has a Don't Tell Mom story, because I know you do too, let's face it.
Yes maybe we should switch it up. I might be the cameraman the first couple questions, and then you be the cameraman
okay.
the second,
you know, yeah, like, so you can see. Check our audio and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, and just like get a different perspective of commentary.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we're trying to lure
some people in, okay? So right when you want them to come, that's probably when they're not going to get here, okay? Oh, yeah, and we definitely can't be asking, like, adolescents that are with their parents, because they're not going to tell us the truth. We already know that. You know what I mean? Like,
That is true.
Hey! Hey!
Hey, do you need to talk to,
Come here! Yeah! You look awesome! Can we use you?
Hey,
yes, we got our first victim.
Can we say he's got two Starbucks in his hand? This is going to be a great story.
This is going to be a great story. What's up, man? How you doing? I'm Brittany.
You got
a broke thumb and everything.
I got two broke thumbs.
Hey, what's your name, man?
I'm Lane.
Hey, Lane. Okay, so this is what we're doing. All right. Me and my brother here, Colin, are doing a podcast. And our podcast is called Don't Tell Mom.
Okay.
Okay, so it's stories that you wouldn't want your mom to know.
Okay.
Now, will you... I don't know if your mom watches YouTube or does any podcasting, but...
I doubt it.
Well, then perfect. You're the perfect
one, then.
She
watches live TV, like True TV.
True TV. Okay, yeah, so she's into the Snapped and the true crimes and stuff like that. We're into the podcasting, and we're going to tell y'all a story. I want you to tell us a story that your mom doesn't know of something stupid that you did that you would have gotten in so much trouble for.
Or maybe talked about after the fact.
Yeah, you could have already told her, like, came clean after. Like, or just something dumb you've done that you're just embarrassed for your mother.
Okay.
Okay, so give me a story.
I think I've got one.
All right,
okay, so it was this my friend's party. So I've got these apartments lit that are down the street. And so she was having a party.
Uh-huh.
And, we, you know, there was some drinks a-flowing.
Drinks a-flowing.
As they do.
As they do.
And they have a pool. So we started skinny dipping in this pool. Now, this pool is surrounded by apartments.
Hey, that's another whole Don't Tell Mom. We got to talk about this.
Okay, I know, that's a topic in the back. Okay, skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping in the pool.
Okay.
So I decided, right, I'm going to go home. Because I could walk home. Now, you know, I was...
You were wobbling home.
Yeah, I was wobbling, singing at the same time. It was like 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I'm singing, wobbling, walking. And I get home. She barely opened the door. And
like
she wants me to usually wake her up when I get home.
Oh, well, we all know that. Moms just love for us to wake them up. They want to smell your breath.
Oh, yeah. So I wake her up. I go, I'm home. She goes, okay. It's like, you know, again, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
She goes, come here. I go, what?
Now you're busted. Uh-oh. Oh, now you're in trouble.
And so she smells my breath. And she's like, what are you chewing on? I was like, watermelon gum.
Watermelon vodka.
So I went to bed, and that's that.
And that is that.
That's
she
that.
Doesn't know.
She has no idea.
It sounded like she suspected you, but you played it off. With
I played it off because I have watermelon. Yeah. I always have watermelon gum.
Right, that's all that was. You just drink watermelon shots, and you'd be all right.
that is
an awesome story. Well, if your mom watches it and you get in trouble, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But we're outing you. Yeah, she'll live, dude. Thank you all so much
no
for
problem.
Telling us our first Don't Tell Mom story
no
of
problem.
The day. With the broke thumb. What with a trooper. Thank you so
Cheap
much.
Starbucks waters.
Make sure to go on YouTube and subscribe.
What is it called?
And hit the thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
what's
hit the
it
thumbs
called?
Up.
What
he
is
told
it called?
A
story about not telling his mom something. He said, what's it called?
Well, you might have a real title.
A real title? No, we don't have that today.
So it's called Don't Tell Mom Podcast.
Okay. Go check us out. Okay?
I will.
Give us a good rating.
All right.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, we got our first one. That was good. Skinny dipping, drinking. Look at these heathens they got at Target. You know, they let anybody in here. What's up, guys? We've got, what's your name?
Hayes,
I'm Brittany. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She is here in front of Target. She's just minding her own business, going in to try to buy some stuff. And we attacked her and told her to come over here so we can hear your best.
Wait, what's her name?
Haze.
Oh, like in a haze. I love it. It's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're the first person who's ever spelled it right.
That's good.
Really? Like
really? Yeah, look at that. Cool. How about that?
It's always been enough.
Okay, let me tell you what Don't Tell Mom podcast is about, okay? Cullen and me, brother, sister, we grew up together and we were hell on wheels. Our parents were always, we were always getting in trouble.
Did
so,
your mom just drop you off?
My boyfriend, actually.
Oh, does your mom know that you're with your boyfriend right now?
She does.
Okay. She knows this time. So we want to hear your best Don't Tell Mom story that you can think of. Something that, like, either your mom doesn't know or she knows now. You've already got in trouble for whatever. But one of those things that your mom would not be happy about you doing.
Okay. There's actually this one time that I was out with some friends. And there was this guy I was talking to about 2 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And she knows now. So, if Mom, if you ever see this, you know what I'm about to say.
She's already spilled the beans on this.
We went to his house, and I had never drank before, and so he was like, you want to try this? And I was like, I mean, sure, why not? I was 18. It was a stupid decision. And then I tried it, and, like, I didn't, like, get drunk or anything, but I still, like, I was so scared. I was like, my mom won't find out. She won't know. She'll never know. So I get home. I'm like, hey, do we have any gum? And she was like, have you been drinking? And I, like, broke down, started crying. I was like, I've never been, like, I can't lie. Yeah. I really can't. So as soon as I came in, I was like, you have any gum? I just need some gum. She was like, you've been drinking, haven't you? And I was like,
she called it. She knew.
She did.
You
she
were
knew.
Busted upon arrival.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good. Well, did you get punished? What happened? Did you get grounded?
Oh, she did. She is the kind of person who, like, she'll talk to me, and she knows that I hate it when, like, she's like, I'm very disappointed in you.
Oh, so, we were just talking about that.
Yeah,
our dad,
it.
She said that she knows that her mom knows that she hates it the most when her mom is like, I'm so disappointed in you.
Yes. That's
we were
worst.
Just talking
maybe
about
this. Maybe in our previous podcast.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, I had to step out from behind the camera.
Yeah, come see Hayes.
The last story was about the exact same thing
yeah.
with the gum and the alcohol.
The gum and alcohol.
And
everybody.
This just
so
one
I guess,
thing. Y'all, the South is very sweet and innocent, and
yeah.
we're just all heathens.
We all
literally.
Heathens.
That's probably the worst thing I've ever done, and I haven't done anything like that since because I'm scared of two people, and that is God and my mom.
You heard it here, folks. I mean, there's two things to be scared of. It's God and mama. All right. Thank you so much, Hayes. You're awesome. Thank you for being on our podcast. Go check it out. Don't Tell Mom. And, of course, like and subscribe. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Don't Tell Mom.
Yeah, Don't Tell Mom on YouTube. Thanks, Hayes. Robbie G. Look who it is. Robbie G, this is my friend. Oh, my gosh. Do you know who this is? This guy has some stories I don't want my mom to know. This is my best friend's little brother. We, like, grew up together. He is awesome. He was younger than... He was, like, in a grade or two down. Robbie, what's up, man?
Yo, hey.
Hey, how are you? It's so good to see you.
Good,
this is
yeah.
his little boy, RC. What's up, RC? Say hey.
Hey.
What's something you've done recently you don't want Dad to know about?
We do, like, make it.
He said, nuh-uh, we ain't doing that. You're not tricking me. Dude, okay, so this is what we're doing. We're doing a podcast. It's called Don't Tell Mom, okay? And we need your best Don't Tell Mom story. And it better not be a story that involves me that I don't want my mom to know about.
Yeah,
so
that,
this
that
is all on you. This is all you.
See. So, I mean, what can I talk about? What can I talk about?
You can talk about anything.
What are the rules
This is
here,
the Don't Tell Mom
you know?
Podcast where anything and everything goes.
Okay.
You can talk about anything.
And then, you know.
Yeah. Earmuffs. All right, go ahead.
So, let's see. My friends and I were going through a drive-thru, and they had apparently heard of something called Fire in the Hole, so they're going through the drive-thru, order a small drink. When you get to the window, and... you, instead of giving them the money, you just take the drink and throw it back into the drive-thru. And the situation that made it so funny on film, I guess, was, you know, we're at Taco Bell, where barbecue sauce is not really, you know, you get some kind of taco sauce, like mild, Diablo, whatever. So the guy asks, or the girl asks, what sauce do you want? And he's like, barbecue. Fire in the hole, bam, smashes this girl with the drink, and it's like, definitely feel bad, but at the same time, you know,
it's hilarious.
Person,
oh no.
So, you know, I didn't throw it, so it's like, I was definitely laughing. But,
oh man, so your mom never found out about that?
Never found out.
Oh gosh, well let's hope.
To my knowledge, but
let's
we'll
hope my friend's mom ain't listening right now, because if she is, then he is busted for sure, dude. Thank you so much for giving us a Don't Tell Mom story. I can't wait to get some out of him, but you know, he's like a vault right now with dad in the room. So, dude, it's cool. So good to see you. We're going to stay out here and get some more folks and hear some more stories, man. Y'all be good. We'll see you later. Do you hear that? Yeah, another Don't Tell Mom story on location, on the books. Now I'm going to hand it over to Cullen, and I'm going to do some...
Let me text the wifey real quick, or let's go to the next story real quick.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Okay, y'all. Hope y'all are enjoying this On Location Episode 10 special edition so far. I just wanted to jump in here live real quick and give you a little update on this next little scene. Right here, if y'all are following us on Instagram, you've probably seen the clip, but it is audio only. And unfortunately, we weren't rolling with the camera, so we couldn't get any of the visual for the YouTube channel. But we basically had two managers and a security guard that was dressed in regular clothes come out and basically shut us down and kick us off the premises. So that's the next clip here. So it's audio only, sorry if you're watching on YouTube, but here we go. Let's roll it, and then we'll get into some more On Location Don't Tell Mom stories. Also, y'all be sure to stay tuned to the very end of the podcast. We have a super, super fun, special, fun, exciting, awesome announcement. Can't wait. Y'all stay tuned.
You have to get to me. I can give you the phone number if you want it.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well,
I could probably email them. Yeah. I did some stuff with them.
Is
Target Ball guy? Yeah. Really? What's up, man? Are you the security guard?
Yeah.
The security guard and the Target Ball guy meet again. Oh my god, roll it. Is it recording? No, I'm just kidding.
So what's the topic? What are y'all doing?
It's a Don't Tell Mom podcast. So I've been still doing YouTube full time for about 4 years, and it's building Instagram, and then she has started her channel, and she came on board, and then we got together and started brainstorming ideas for podcasts, because who doesn't? Y'all listen to podcasts?
So much fun.
Yeah. And so then we were like, let's take it back. Podcast? Don't Tell Mom.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So like, we get like Don't Tell Mom stories, and people have been coming up and telling us their stories, and like things that they don't want their mom to know about, you know, but dumb childhood stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Down, it's so much fun.
I know. I totally understand it.
Cool.
Thank y'all so much.
We'll call them first or whatever, contact them.
Yeah, I can get in touch with somebody.
And then they can just give us a heads up so we know, and then we can leave y'all alone.
Yeah. Totally. Cool. Totally.
Y'all just let us know if we need anything to help y'all.
Okay, thank you so much.
What's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, I'm Justin.
And I'm Cullen.
It is so nice to see
you.
Yeah,
man. I was like, I recognize the beard.
I'm so sorry about this guy.
No, I totally get it. I mean,
you'll know how it is.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you should have been recording. I shouldn't have said.
No, you said something.
Oh, I was actually. It's actually still recording. Okay, guys. Yes.
That's hilarious.
So, wait. Let me see.
We just got shut down.
Tap your thing.
We just got shut.
2 minutes. I got 2 minutes of it. So, so it actually works out good because I got to get home to the kids. So,
and we gotta shut it down, dude.
This is all audio right now at this point. We could have turned the camera back on, but they told us to leave, so we got shut down.
Let's just go back to the cave and regroup and Don't Tell Mom story. Like, figure this thing out because we got to do another On Location. We're only halfway through. We only got a few.
We can do this.
We're gonna show y'all. We're gonna show y'all what we got, though. Yeah, you know, y'all are gonna see what we can get.
This is just the beginning.
This is the way it goes, man. All right,
we'll see y'all in a minute.
All right, peace. Don't Tell Mom.
All right, we're now at Sports Clips. Y'all know about my history of Sports Clips and Fresh Nips.
Fresh Nips and a full tank of gas.
Yes. All right,
this
so
location number two.
We're doing a podcast.
Oh.
Do y'all want to be on the podcast?
Sure.
Do you want to be on the podcast?
No.
Wait.
You watch our videos, don't you?
Yeah, I know you have a story.
Our podcast is called Don't Tell Mom. Have you seen it yet? Have you?
I haven't. I'm sorry.
I thought you watched our videos.
I'm sorry. I'll watch it though.
No, I'm just
wait,
kidding.
I'll listen to it.
You can watch it and listen to it.
Okay.
See what we're doing here, guys? This is like...
Oh, I'm Brittany, by the way.
This is my sister, Brittany. Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't mean to like just jump up in here. They're like paying customers. So yeah, we're doing Don't Tell Mom stories. Do you have a Don't Tell Mom story, sir, that you would like to admit? We're doing a podcast called Don't
she
Tell
Mom.
She
might watch this, so. You never know. We can blow up.
No, but so, as y'all know, we've been in here and filmed some videos for Fresh Snips and stuff, so these guys at Sports Clips are awesome, so thank you for doing this. Let's hear it, though. Don't Tell Mom. What you got?
Surely you got one story.
Like, took the car out. Sipped on a cup of
adult
something.
Beverage.
I think when I was little, I took a sip of my dad's beer. I don't know.
we need it to be like raunchy.
Okay.
Okay. I said the word raunchy, and here we go now. Okay, we are ready.
So
wait,
good.
Does he need to get his hair cut?
Yes, I can take it.
Sorry. I didn't want to like interrupt or like.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
It's really bad. Okay.
Oh gosh.
I used to be in my room playing or whatever.
What's your name?
Z.
Z. Oh, I like that.
All right. And so
I'm XY and she's Z.
My room is like way upstairs, right? My mom will be in the living room and the kitchen is like right next to her. She'll be like, Z, go get me a cup of water, a glass of water with some ice. I'm like, why does she keep asking me this? And she's right there. Okay, so I would go in there and I would get the water and I'd drop ice on the floor, put some bookies in.
Oh, no!
I had no idea where this was going. Wait, you put some what? You'd put some what in it?
Bookies in her water.
Oh my gosh.
So bad.
Did you ever tell her about it?
No, I didn't.
Oh!
Yeah, she drunk it all.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
So bad. I was only like 8, so.
That is awesome.
That's great.
Jeez.
Let me hop
oh my
in
gosh.
Real quick.
This is my sister Brittany.
What's up, Z? I'm Brittany.
Nice to meet you. That was an awesome Don't Tell Mom story. Like, you really don't want mom to know about that.
Yeah, that's
big trouble.
Sorry, mom.
Thank you so much, Z. And Hallie, is that right?
Haley.
I'm sorry.
Haley. Guys. Have a good haircut, man.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt the Fresh Snips. Check it out. Don't Tell Mom.
Hey, who's this guy?
He I don't know. He looked like he was on a mission to get some chicken wings or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll go to the next
one. All right, let's go. Speaking of chicken wings, I think there is like a little bar area out here. That would be probably fun. We can walk around the corner here. All right, we're taking this on location thing serious, folks.
We're going to find you.
Don't tell mom.
If you don't come to us, we're not going to come to you.
Look, I see a couple guys over here like scheming something. Do you think we should just go bust up in there?
No.
They're probably going to get like...
What if they're doing like a D-deal?
You got to be careful, folks. It's 2018.
Wait, yeah, we can't just...
So you can't just go shove a camera in somebody's face. Like, that's... I don't know.
Hey.
Don't Tell Mom podcast on location. We're going to head over to Beef O' Brady's.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I just said don't just throw some camera in guys' faces, and she just did.
Okay, whatever, y'all are cool. What's up?
We're doing a Don't Tell Mom podcast on location. Do y'all have any Don't Tell Mom stories?
We're on location.
Or stories that you've told her after the fact, years later.
Yeah, that she could already know about. You already got in trouble for. Mm. Already took your whoopings for. You know that kind
like
of thing.
Took the
but
car,
anything you could think. Yeah,
don't
took
tell
the car.
Mom stories.
You come home late drinking.
He's like, how much trouble am I going to get for this?
She might watch it. We might blow up. You never know. First of all, what's your name?
Chris. Sorry.
Chris. I'm Brittany.
I'm Eric.
Eric, nice to meet you guys. All right, well, Eric, what you got?
I got nothing, man.
Nothing?
Oh,
nothing?
I got nothing.
He's innocent. You got one. Came home late with a girl.
That is a sweet son right there.
That is the perfect.
I feel like my mom probably doesn't want to be telling me what she's doing. I
think exactly.
We'll take one of those too.
Yeah.
No, that's I probably shouldn't tell. Don't tell mom stories. I don't know. If I had her in front of me, I'd probably tell her whatever and not really care.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
After the fact, once you get a little older and you become friends with them a little bit more, you know, not like
listen to what
mother,
last,
son, but
the
like
last
y'all
lady
are
we
BFFs.
Just got. This is what the last lady said. She said that she would get her mom water, and when she was mad at her, put boogies in her water and then give it to her.
And she never told her.
Nothing like that.
She drank it.
I mean, I used to, like, I don't know. Yeah, when we were in high school, we used to, like, climb out of our window at, the middle of the night.
And we're getting somewhere, folks.
And we go.
You just got to open up the box a little bit. Here we go.
No, I mean, we used to climb out of the window. It'd be the middle of the night. And I had to think that she heard us go out of the window, but I don't think she gave a shit. And we went down the road, and we'd go, like, meet up with this girl and her friend. They'd show up, and I think they were smoking weed. I mean, we didn't smoke or anything at the time. And this one girl that was, like, I don't even think this... So this girl's parents, I don't think, knew that we were out there either with, like... She had, like, three boys on her front porch and another girl, and they were smoking weed.
That's a party right there.
And, and I think this, like, this weed was, like, laced with something. This girl, like, immediately, like fell asleep and didn't wake up for... I don't know, the rest of the night? Did she wake up?
Oh my gosh.
Was this like an overdose at a party?
No, she didn't die.
Overdose.
Oh, okay.
I didn't witness the murder or anything.
Like, that's a good one.
You're right.
No,
that's
crazy. Cool. That is insane.
So
that
she
actually,
was okay. The girl was okay?
She's alive. She
okay,
was,
good, so. Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, that's something I definitely wouldn't want my mom to hear about.
We've talked about the smoked out van at the top of the hill before, so yeah. We've got a little reference there.
That's one of my stories.
So what is this podcast? Like,
it's called Don't Tell Mom.
It's called Don't Tell Mom, man. Yeah. We got stories. We are brother, sister, and we got stories out the wazoo, shit we shouldn't have done when we were younger. So, and our mom knows about most of it now, but we're excited to, we just started this about 2 months ago, and we're excited to come out and hear other people's stories.
This is episode 10. Y'all are in the big 10.
Y'all are in
the
big 10.
Yeah, we're local. We're local. Yeah. Watch it on YouTube or listen to it on any of your favorite apps.
Yeah, we're on Apple Music, Spotify,
Google Play,
podcasts, all that stuff. So yeah, check it out for sure.
That also reminds me, make a note here that we need to talk about sneaking out stories more. Like,
ooh,
I think
I might have been at that party he was at.
All right, all right, we're gonna go hit the bar up and check out and see. Thank y'all guys so much. Thank you guys.
So
it was Eric. Eric and what was Chris? Eric and Chris. All right, Eric and Chris.
Thanks,
good sports. Great sports right there. Thank y'all. This is, see, it takes a little bit of like rubbing the new, like rubbing the weird off that we're doing this. And then
you got to give examples.
You get some good stories.
People are like, oh yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
I was told by my friend over there that you had a great, it's a great personality, is what I heard.
No,
that you would be, oh, you might be
the worst personality you'd ever want to
get. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Would you mind being on our podcast? It's a vlog too, but it's a radio, basically a radio show, a podcast.
He knows what a podcast is.
Are you trying to get me divorced for sure?
No. I'm trying to get you to tell me a story, okay? So the podcast, the name of it. Oh, you don't have to.
What's the name of it?
It's called Don't Tell Mom.
Don't Tell Mom.
Do you have any stories that you wouldn't want your mother to hear about?
I can tell
all of them now because she's dead.
Well, can you tell us a good one that you didn't want her to know when she was still with us?
I can't really tell you one.
No, you don't have a sneaking out late getting busted. Even if she knew about it, what's something that she was mad about?
Oh, no. There's no way I put that on a podcast. There is one.
There's
definitely a story, but I wouldn't tell it.
Okay, do you have any that are...
It's probably like Dad's stories.
Yeah.
Our Dad's stories.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's got a...
But you know what? Problem. If I had to guess, there's got to be somebody... There's a guy named George... That knows all the stories in here. There's George right there. He's the one that can do it.
This guy right
here? That's the man that knows everything.
George?
Right,
that's the one? Oh, he's got stories about you, too.
He's got a bunch of them. That's the guy you're talking to right there.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have any Don't Tell Mom stories? See, us sitting in the South, we're smart.
This does look like one of those like TV shows where you're like... trying to bust somebody at the bar, you know?
Oh, yeah, the cheaters edition. Yeah, that's not what it is. Hi, George.
We don't have one of those.
No, we're
Dennis
doing the Don't Tell Mom
podcast. Dennis told us we needed to speak with you,
who is
sir.
This?
Dennis over here. He said that... You're the guy to talk to.
Right. It scares me to see a good-looking woman coming up to you with a microphone and a camera. I'm just going to tell you.
This is not Cheaters the Episode. No.
We're doing a Don't Tell Mom podcast.
We're doing a YouTube podcast, and it's a podcast, and we're also on YouTube. Okay. It's called Don't Tell Mom, okay? So we're trying to get people...
Why are we not telling Mom?
That's what we need to know. What's your story? What's something you've done that you can't tell your mom about? Or if she knows already that she was real mad about.
And we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Do you have a don't tell mom story?
Something that you didn't want your mom to find out about that you were doing? Maybe sneaking out or drinking when you weren't supposed to?
Only about 100 of them.
I think everyone has those stories that you just don't tell
That's
mom.
The point, right? It's so relatable. That's our podcast. That's what it's about. I know you got one. What you got?
You have anything?
Smoke.
I'm going to get a drink and think about it.
What were you doing?
I grew up upstairs when I was in high school. Smoked cigarettes.
Okay.
But I threw the bucks out the window, and she saw about $500.
You didn't think that one through, did you?
You know what's crazy is you've gotten busted doing the same thing.
I sure did. I was just smoking it. I know, right? United. Yeah, well, we were bad kids, so we have lots of stories, me and him anyway. And we're trying to go, we're taking this on location, and we're finding out y'all's stories.
Where's location?
This is the location.
We sit in the room and talk to the microphone, and so we're like, let's just get out and just see what the public has to say about stories about not telling them.
You got one. I know you got one.
I can tell them, look in her eyes right there.
Did you have a boyfriend that you snuck out with and didn't tell your mom about? What happened?
All the time that I had that boyfriend, my mom was like, she had no idea, and I would be like, I'm going to a friend's house, and go hang out with the boys.
Yeah,
she doesn't know it still to this day. You gotta
keep the secret.
Hey, mom. Hey, mom, don't be mad at me.
I said, sorry, mom.
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay. Because I did the same thing, and I've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and now I'm like, there's no way they're going to do that without me knowing.
No, they'll totally do it.
Yeah, but will you catch them since you know all the tricks? Like, we were so bad.
We were really bad.
We were like,
but don't they say that, like, your kids are worse than you were?
Oh my gosh.
My mom tells me that still to this
day. Podcast over.
I'm telling you, this has been great. Thank you so much for giving us your stories. Y'all are bad.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys, this has been so much fun. This is the best Don't Tell Mom pack. This is like my favorite.
We gotta do more of these. Like, if let us know in the comments on YouTube below if we should do more. I had fun. It's like getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. And it gets the people out of their comfort zone. So it makes it more entertaining.
I know, right? Well, it's different. It's funny how it's different doing it in front of Target compared to doing it at a bar. You know what I mean? It's a little different atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think we should stick to doing it at the bars. That's when people are getting a little tipsy and spilling the beans. But
shh, there's kids around here.
Oh, yeah.
With their moms.
Anyway, this has been so much fun. I love this location. This location thing. I love hearing from y'all. So we're definitely have to do this again, Cullen. We need to travel the whole world doing this because everybody's got a story.
That would be crazy. But I think what's messing me up right now is we're on opposite sides.
I know.
Alright, thank you all so much for watching. What?
You can do some kind of special effect where you flip us back to the house if we just high five.
Oh yeah.
Ready,
yeah,
set,
let's
go.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, something's not right.
This is like weird. What I said at the restaurant. We're on the wrong side. Hang on. Let's switch.
Oh yeah, let's switch. Oh yeah, that's much better. Now I feel like I'm back. We're at home base, Colin. You just snapped us back to the house. Golly. I love this.
One on location episode, and we're all messed up. we get all out of whack when we get out of our little comfort zone here.
It's okay, because we're back now, baby. And that was so much fun.
Did y'all enjoy that? Leave a comment below or favorite this podcast on the Anchor app or whatever app you're
watching. Y'all, seriously, we're loving it when y'all give us them applause and when you send us voice memos and you give us them 5-star write-ins and leave comments, leave a review. You know,
I want to know what their favorite story was, because I have it's just fun.
My favorite is again. Yeah, I don't know. I like the guy at the bar. There was some of the stuff at the bar we couldn't show you guys, but I like the girl at the hair salon. She was hilarious, and it's fun. This is what we realized, I think, is that as we go and we go out on location, we start talking to people. Is that people at first you can't come at them like, hey, give me a story that you can't tell anybody, because they're not going
to
tell you that.
I was just about to say, because it's like literally like the guy off of
How to Catch a Cheater, or like,
yeah, it's
what
like
would
for
you
the
do?
Cheaters, guys. Yeah, yeah. Like, well, they're
we,
like, whoa.
We busted up in there with our fuzzy mics and everything, and like, we're like, tell us your story now. And he was like, whoa, I'm not saying anything to you. My wife might find out about this.
That's right. They said, hang on, I don't want to be on film for this. But it was fun. I mean, I think that once we started telling other people's story to the people we were asking, like, we were giving them a reference, like, oh, yeah, I mean, this one girl, she said that she did this, or this one guy, he did this, or whatever. Then it starts. It gets the juices flowing, and you're like, yeah. Oh, I did something just like that. Listen to this story. Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, people need an example to go off of. I think that that's kind of my big thing that I learned while we were doing this location. But this is our first one. Y'all,
I know.
So
episode
fun.
10 in the books. 10. With an on-location episode. I haven't obviously listened back to all this yet, so hopefully on the podcast, the audio showed up pretty well, or y'all can hear it when you're driving.
Yeah,
and all
we'll
that.
See. But, I mean, it's kind of hard with we need some better mics, I think, but we're using what we got right now, and I'm loving it.
We literally plugged in a external mic from a camera that goes on top of the camera into our iPhone, and we're like holding it up like we're so like
it's a bootleg version. Whatever. Yeah. Hey, don't hate now. We're getting by, you know.
Oh my gosh.
We're making it happen. But this was so much fun. We loved it.
Awesome.
I can't wait. Y'all tell us, leave us a comment. Let us know if you want us to come to your city and hit your streets and ask your Don't Tell Mom stories, because Colin, I can see us taking this on the road.
Do you realize? I mean, with your southern accent and like just the southernness in our voices, I think we would get one weird looks, two great stories, and three have a good time.
Yeah,
and I mean,
so
I think it'd be good. So yeah, let's hear about it. Let's see what should we do next? Who should we talk to next? Where should we go next?
We definitely want to do like some of the podcast conventions and things like that, and get out and rub elbows with other podcasters, since we don't know any except for us and like a couple other people. But it'd be cool to like, you know, just take this to the next level, Cullen.
I know, and like make it different. We're trying. I know there's people that do like interviews on the street and stuff, but like we're gonna do a Don't Tell Mom podcast, but we're also gonna like take that subject to the
street.
I
was inspired the last podcast when you were talking about Will Smith bungee jumping out of a helicopter.
Oh,
shit,
no,
I want to do that. Can we do that? Can we incorporate that in somehow? I don't know.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Don't Tell Mom. I'm about to kill myself.
Don't Tell Mom. I love it. Hey, guys, this has been an awesome podcast. I loved this one. Y'all let us know if you loved it too. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe and stuff on YouTube, or of course, favorite us on the podcast.
Applause on the podcast.
Baby. Yes. If you like it. If you don't boo us or anything. You know what I mean? We're good on that.
Can you boo on the app? I haven't even noticed.
I hope not.
I think you can just applaud. I don't know. It's like the hearts on Periscope.
Yeah.
But
we'll leave them.
Yeah, we had a good time, and we can't wait to do more. And
thanks for everybody that gave
you're
us.
You're like in a different outfit. Like,
oh, yeah. Well,
the third outfit of the day.
Well, you know, I got to keep it fresh. You know what I mean? This is my Team Canada shirt, too. So this is for my baby. He's coming home tomorrow, thank God.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he needs to come take care of me, rub my feet. I got a little baby I'm making inside of me, so I need some help around here. But
go check out our personal channels and our personal Facebook. I mean, our personal Instagrams and Twitters and all this stuff. It's all in the description of the podcast. So check it out and get to know us a little bit more and see our faces and all that kind of stuff.
But. Yes, yes. Be part of our little family here, and we love it. Thank y'all all for watching and listening, and definitely tune in next week for Two Times Tuesday. We're doing this every week.
Two Times Tuesday.
Two Times. Thanks for our on location. Thanks to everybody that participated in it, and y'all are awesome. And we'll see you next week.
Don't tell Mom.
Hell yeah. Peace.
That does it for another episode. Episode 10 of the Don't Tell Mom podcast. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and watching on YouTube, if that's where you are. Speaking of YouTube and seeing things, this is the part where I announce the special announcement that I had mentioned kind of midway through the podcast. So if y'all are driving right now, or if you're listening on your favorite podcast app, next time you get to a stopping point or a good time, be sure to check the links and see what we're talking about here in just a second. But the big news is that we have some Don't Tell Mom merch available for you and everyone else, and your mom, if you want to venture that far. But I'm going to kind of scroll through the pictures on the screen now of everything. We have a Don't Tell Mom pillow, plush pillow, indoor pillow with a gray back. We also have a Don't Tell Mom beach towel. We have a Don't Tell Mom iPhone case.
we have a Don't Tell Mom poster. We're going to have to get one of those to put up in our studio. And we also have a Don't Tell Mom flag. So anybody that just wants to, like, you know, if you're in college or something, want to hang it out your window, Don't Tell Mom. And then we also have a Don't Tell Mom wall tapestry. Same concept there. If you want to keep the sun out and you don't want to wake up and you don't want to tell your mom that you're sleeping in late in college or wherever you may be, or if you just want to have some cool freaking artwork on your walls, then the tapestry is for you. Is it tapestry? Tapestry. Tapestry. It's got to be. I don't know. I'm not all into my decor. Well, actually, I am, but we won't talk about that. We'll save that for another podcast. But be sure to check out our store. The Don't Tell Mom merch store is now open. It is at teespring.com/stores/Don't Tell Mom. All the links will be below. And be sure to cop you some merch, I think is what the kids are saying these days. Cop you some merch. Don't Tell Mom. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening and being a part of our podcast each and every week. 10 down. How many more are we going to do, guys? Let's just keep going. Let's just don't stop ever. Don't stop. Get it. Oh, wait, that's the wrong song. All right. Parents just don't understand. Love you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Peace.